A federal jury yesterday found former investment banker Frank Cutrone guilty of obstructing justice. He was convicted for trying to hinder an investigation into the way Credit Suisse First Boston handled initial public stock offerings during the tech bubble. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The first time Cutrone faced trial in the case, the jury was unable to reach a verdict, and the judge was forced to declare a mistrial. This time, things went more smoothly, and Cutrone was convicted on all three counts against him. After the verdict, Cutrone and his attorney, John Kecker, stood outside the courthouse. Kecker said, "I feel like we failed, Frank."
He's innocent. There was an awful lot of evidence the jury didn't hear, and if they'd heard it, maybe they would have come out differently. And we will be filing an appeal. We will do it again until we get it right.
Cutrone is the former head of the technology group at Credit Suisse First Boston. He helped bring Netscape and Amazon public. He earned $120 million in 2000 alone. In December of that year, prosecutors were investigating whether the firm handed out lucrative shares of initial public offering stock to favored executives in order to win their company's business. Cutrone was accused of hindering the investigation by sending an email to his staff, strongly urging them to clean up their files. He insisted his actions were innocent and that he didn't know his unit was the target of the investigation. But jurors apparently didn't buy that. One member of the jury said yesterday, "Frank Cutrone was at the top, and you don't get to the top without being aware of a lot of things." Prosecutors were also able to exploit inconsistencies in the testimony Cutrone gave during the two trials. During his first appearance on the stand, Cutrone said he was not involved with allocating IPO shares at the firm, but later he acknowledged he played a role in the process. During the trial, Cutrone's attorney was frequently at odds with Judge Richard Owen, accusing him of favoring prosecutors. And yesterday, Cutrone's attorney suggested he would use the judge's rulings to seek an appeal. But it's not clear whether Cutrone has any real chance of winning a new trial. Kirby Barra is a partner at the law firm Paul Hastings Janofsky and Walker.
The bottom line is that the standards are such that the deck is severely stacked against the defendant. And unless there was some really egregious mistake by the judge during the course of the trial, he's not likely to win.
Yesterday's verdict was the second recent high-profile victory for federal prosecutors in Manhattan. The first was the conviction of Martha Stewart and her stockbroker. After the verdict, U.S. Attorney David Kelly issued a statement saying his office would continue to prosecute cases of obstruction of justice to the fullest extent of the law. As for Cutrone, he is to face sentencing on September 9th. He's expected to face 10 to 16 months in prison, and under federal sentencing guidelines will have to serve 90% of that. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.